This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Hi again, everyone, and thank you for getting up with us. This is New Beginnings, and with me is our co-host on New Beginnings, as always, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. If you'd like to reach him, you can at 763-438-1621. That's 763-438-1621. Or you can visit RippleConnects.com. Good morning and welcome back, Joe McKenzie.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Glad to talk with you because we want to talk a little bit and set the stage for not only December, but also to position us well for going into 2021, focusing on our baby boomer audience and what it looks like going into retirement as you turn careers into the second stage of their life, or maybe even the third, which is retirement.
That's right. That's right. I'm excited for this pivot in this segment because, Freddie, did you know that 10,000 Americans turn 65 each day in this country?
No, that's a lot.
And in just a few years, that number will move up to 12,000 Americans each day turn 65. So what that tells me is our baby boomer segment is, you know, entering retirement years. And I don't want to define what retirement is for any individual because I think that's left up to them. But really, Freddie, what I want to do is carve out some actionable steps, much like we did with the career segment over the past 5 years, actionable steps for somebody that wants to transition to the retirement years. And whatever that retirement looks like, that's up to them. But let's be the curator of the resources and deliver on actionable steps to assist our New Beginnings listeners in regards to the retirement years. What are your thoughts when I say that?
Exactly, because when what I was thinking as you were sharing that is that the 65-year-old or the 55-year-old, they're not the same as they were 40 years ago. The lifestyle is different. The thoughts and plans are different. And we see people who are perhaps even more active in their later years than their predecessors.
Absolutely. And the statistics show that, you know, with medical innovation, we are living longer. But we also have some things that we have to keep in mind. We know that if we're living longer, we may have to decide to have a second chance career where we have cash flow to make sure that our retirement savings are there. We know that we have memory issues as we get older that we have to contend with. What we really want to do here with this segment, Freddie, is to help in regards to the health and wellness of all the boomers, the New Beginnings listeners, and really staying engaged in their communities, potentially looking at starting their own small companies or, like mentioned before, second chance careers, getting involved in their community. And what better way to do that as well as just having that intergenerational interaction? Freddie, studies have shown that when people have interactions and friends in different generations, they stay youthful at heart. They stay more engaged. And that's where I think we should take this segment, Freddie, and all the listeners here today, just hearing that, going, Joe and Freddie are going to deliver actionable steps for us, curate those resources so we can find that quickly and consider it for our own retirement years.
What does a more connected retirement look like, Joe? When you say that, that's an interesting term, a connected retirement. What do you mean when you say that?
Well, everybody's going to see it differently, but I see it where it's you head off isolation, okay? You want to make sure that it could be community connected. It could be purpose connected. It could be just helping others in regards to a company that you start. Connection is one of the strongest things to keep us healthy. When we don't have connection to something or someone, then our health declines. So being that community connected or intergenerational connected, that will help a lot of us to stay in the right frame of mind, have that structure when we wake up in the morning, knowing that we may be helping somebody or something or some cause. It's those are things that I want to take on and explore and curate for the New Beginnings listeners for the coming year.
It's interesting, everybody. We're talking with Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. We're talking about the new direction for our career segment on New Beginnings and talking with Joe McKenzie. And we're also talking, you know, I ran into an individual a couple of weeks ago. I think he was in his 60s, and he's talking about starting a cross-country skiing club at the age of 60 years old. And I thought, I know that it takes a lot to cross-country ski, but he says he's taking that into retirement. Is that something, is that along the lines of what you're talking about the actionable steps and what redefining what retirement looks like?
Absolutely. That individual may have someone that's 30 years old on their team. You wake up every morning knowing how you're going to put this team together, or events or fundraisers or just teaching. Think about that connected part. If this individual could help someone learn how to cross country ski better versus being isolated in your own world, that's not just the physical part of it, but the mental part of it. When you're giving back or you're teaching or you're a part of something bigger than just yourself, that's a healthy frame of mind. Agreed?
I would agree, because if your body's active, your mind is active, and it's just a cyclical effect, I believe.
Absolutely. And you know where I got the idea and the energy for this segment, Freddie?
Where's that?
My uncle, who lived in Superior, Wisconsin, who recently passed away, up until he was almost 90 years old, went down to the Y in Superior and taught basketball. He taught kids how to shoot baskets. And he was someone that, you know, he had worked all his life. And I think he, looking back, and that's my mother's brother, looking back, he lived that great retirement that I aspire to. I coached high school soccer up through college. And I think I want to be a part of coaching another soccer team when I get that chance again after my initial career. That could be my second chance career, or it could be just my community impact. I don't know. But when I look at my Uncle Kurt and what he was, the impact that he had on generations of kids growing up in Superior, Wisconsin, that's amazing. And he stayed healthy, and he was engaged, and he was teaching everybody. He was sharing sports knowledge with people. What a great place to be in, and what, you know, that purpose in the morning, knowing you can help other generations. That's why we're talking about this today, and that's where we want to design this segment going forward in 2021.
Well, Joe McKenzie talking about where we're going with 2021. We'll look at entrepreneurship, mentoring, and one of my favorites when we get together is talking about volunteering. That takes a lot of time and effort as well, Joe McKenzie.
It does, and if you find that meaningful volunteer opportunity, you'll never work a day in your life, right?
That's right. Think about it.
I've been volunteering in a lot of different areas, and there's some areas where I've volunteered even in my 30s and 40s. I go, this is what I needed at this point in my life. And I'm confident that we can help people find those volunteer opportunities, but that also integrates that community involvement. You may be working with people from other generations. You might discover some transferable skills that allow you to carve out a second chance career. And so it all rolls up, but that is something I think more than ever, you know, we look at the year of COVID, we look at the isolation, we look at 10,000 people in this country turning 65 each day. We want to be there. We want to be there with actionable steps and curated resources so they can hit the ground running when they're ready to enter their retirement years. And I never want to define what retirement looks like. We know that even in the Twin Cities, we've seen people in their 80s and 90s continuing with their career. And famous people, we know. And I don't want to tell anybody when they should stop working, but what if they want to do something different? And that's where that's our role here, Freddie.
That's a chance for them to pivot. And I know there are some ideas that are out there, and we're going to be sharing a whole lot of those. But this is a place that you can come each week and find some great information about how you can have that second or have that encore career, or in some cases, a second or third career. Joe, we're about out of time, but I do know that you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, Minnesota Family Investment Program, MFIP, and WIC Nutrition, along with other available programs, can help you buy food while budgets are tight. SNAP, MFIP, and WIC benefits can help families access additional support as well, including health screenings, emergency assistance, nutrition education, and employment training. Apply online at applymn.dhs.mn.gov. This message is powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
Hi, everybody. Before we step aside to go to our next segment on New Beginnings, it's always a pleasure. And we do want to let you know that we do enjoy bringing you the program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. If you'd like more information about any of the programs that you hear from our experts and our list of people who are directly involved in the work that we share with you at New Beginnings, we invite you to call me at 888-639-9738. Now, you didn't know that telephone number was going to come at you so quickly. Here's that number once again, 888-639-9738. Also, you can go to my webpage. It's simply Freddie Bell, FreddieBell, FreddieBell.com, and click on the radio page, and it'll take you to New Beginnings. And there you can find this week's program and programs actually for the last 5 years. You can find that information right there on our website, simply freddiebell.com. Here's the telephone number again, 888-639-9738. There are many people like me who don't have a problem just picking up the telephone and calling. If you'd like to email me, it's simply freddie@freddiebell.com. F-R-E-D-D-I-E. Freddie@freddiebell.com. We'd love to hear from you. And if there are topics that you'd like for us to discuss that you haven't heard yet on New Beginnings, we'd love to entertain that thought. Still to come, we have more great information for you as we continue our program each week at this time on your favorite radio station. Again, freddiebell.com, the telephone number 888-639-9738. We always enjoy hearing from you, and thank you for making New Beginnings a point at listening each week. Right here.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Good morning again and welcome to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now we turn our attention to health, your health in particular. And to help us with this discussion as we talk specifically about the impacts of COVID-19 is a program coordinator for behavioral health for the Minnesota Department of Health in the Office of Emergency Preparedness. It's our pleasure to welcome Nancy Carlson. Good morning and welcome to New Beginnings.
Thank you for inviting me today, Freddie. I enjoy talking to your audience.
It's a pleasure to have you. And we are right here in the throes of the holiday weekend, and I'm happy that you spend some time with us during this holiday weekend. And I want to talk about the stress of the holidays. I know there's some people who are alone this morning. There are some people who are saying, well, my goodness, holidays are a stressful time anyway, but this is even more stressful. And it's really stressful for people of color as well. What can you recommend for people who are going through this situation or something like it? How can we cope with this, Nancy Carlson?
Well, one of the things we really want to do is just to realize that this year is different, that there's a lot more stress that is going on. We're all experiencing something new with the added stress and the challenges to our daily lives. But we can handle these stressors and challenges when we really take care of our mental health. So understanding when we're stressed is probably the most important thing that we can do.
So first of all, understanding that we're stressed.
Yeah. People don't generally pay attention to when they're stressed. We kind of ignore it until it gets so bad that we can't ignore it anymore. And the higher our stress level gets, the harder it is for us to deal with things. So I would recommend that really people look at, are they having changes in their sleeping patterns, eating patterns? Are they having trouble concentrating more than usual? Are they having, are their health problems that they normally struggle and deal with worse? Do they have like some mental health issues that they've dealt with? Maybe they've had depression or anxiety in the past and had it under control and it's kicking back up for them.
Mm-hmm.
People who have also need to really think about if they've had trouble with, the holidays in the past, because the holidays are a really hard time for many people. And if you've had problems in the past, this year is probably going to be even worse for you, to just be aware of that.
Wow. And this is especially true for people of color and those who are dealing with racial inequalities. And this is really creating a different or an extra layer of stress for folks going through this kind of a situation that we're all going through, Nancy.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's many people that have some extra worry this year about themselves and their loved ones, their health. They're worried about their financial situation or their job security. They may be worried about food security. Can they feed their family this Thanksgiving? They're also dealing with that loss of community and support services, and maybe just even be able to connect with their family and friends like they have in the past.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, why is it important? I know it's important to manage stress no matter what time of the year, but why is it more important to manage our mental health, especially now, especially during this weekend's holiday season and the holidays as we go into the end of the year, the beginning of next year?
Well, we're dealing with a lot of stress right now with COVID, with the political dramas that's going on. And like you said, with all of the racial inequalities that have always existed, but are now really becoming much more prominent in the media and social media. And stressors are going to get worse. There's going to be more stressors out there. And we need to take care of our mental health if we're going to take care of our physical health so that we can make it through all this.
Interesting. So you mentioned some of the signs earlier, just a couple of minutes ago. Everyone, we're talking with Nancy Carlson. She is a program coordinator for behavioral health for the Minnesota Department of Health in the Office of Emergency Preparedness. You talked about changes of sleeping patterns. I heard you say something about difficulty sleeping or concentrating. Are there other signals that we may be under stress? And if there are there some remedies on how we can manage through these?
Yes. We may find ourselves just not being able to take stressors or irritants in our life as easygoing as we used to. We may get irritated more quickly. We may get more easily frustrated. We may find ourselves just feeling more sad and down and feeling like the holiday season, like it can't really be happening what has happened to this whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that we can do to manage the stress is just to take a breath, just to really, take care of yourself and to just kind of bring yourself back into your own mind. You'd practice some mindfulness. You can, by practicing mindfulness, it helps to slow down those racing thoughts that you might be having, some of those physical reactions you might be having, like a rapid heartbeat or sweaty palms or muscle tension. It'll help to relax some of those. Mm-hmm. And it'll also help you just to feel better.
Wow. Those are some good ideas. Mindfulness. I know that a lot of people, what is mindfulness? Let's talk about that for a second.
Well, mindfulness is a proven strategy for stress reduction mm-hmm. and stress management. And really what it means is just being mindful, just putting your mind, all of your senses, your taste, touch, sight, sound, into the moment. So it's being mindful in that moment, just paying attention to what's going on with you then. Instead of worrying about what could happen or what has happened, what is going on?
Well, Nancy Carlson with us this weekend. Let's talk about some of the tips for, you mentioned mindfulness as one. You mentioned taking a breather. How about disconnecting from social media, disconnecting from reading the newspaper, disconnecting from television? Is that just avoidance, or is that not even a good idea? Is that does the science support doing those kinds of things?
Yes, I mean, we have to be realistic. We are a social media, society now, but we need to take a break from listening to all the negativity all the time. Really, what you hear, what you think, I mean, as you're reading something, it's going into your head and it's impacting how you feel. Mm. So the more that we can avoid negative information, I mean, we want to stay up to date, but the more that we can afford all the negativity that's going on social media platforms, that'll help us to feel less stressful about all the situations that are going on.
What about those people? We talked about people of color earlier, Nancy, who says, look, I don't have time to disconnect. I've got to take care of my household. I'm a single parent. I'm a grandparent, and I'm taking care of my kids, and I'm taking care of my children's kids, and I'm taking care of my mother. How do I disconnect, or how do I get time for myself?
Yeah, that's a hard one. Being mindful does not take much time.
Mm-hmm.
It could be just 15 minutes or even just 5-minute breaks that you take for yourself. It could be just doing something you enjoy. You know, if after the kids, if you're a single parent or you're a grandmother raising your kids, and after they go to bed, a lot of times you just want to sit, relax. and just doing that, in doing something you enjoy, is giving yourself a break. Feel, that house is going to be dirty again soon. Give yourself a break first before you put that on there, to do that. I mean, it could be things of too, just putting on some music and seeing how that feels, how that makes you feel. Getting up and dancing around your house,
Love it.
It doesn't have to take a lot of time to do something to engage your senses that makes you feel joy for that moment.
Everyone, Nancy Carlson with us, Program Coordinator for Behavioral Programs at the Minnesota Department of Health in the Office of Emergency Preparedness. Is there a way that we can get more information about the information that you shared and to ask questions if we do have them, Nancy?
Yes, you can always go to the Minnesota Department of Health and go to our Center for Emergency Preparedness, and under Disaster Behavioral Health, I have information on a COVID page, or you can contact 651-201-5700 and leave a question for me and I'll get back to you.
Nancy Carlson, thank you for being with us, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
You would do anything to protect the ones you love. Help make sure your child is protected from dangerous diseases by getting them vaccinated. Talk to your doctor or clinic today about the vaccines your child needs and the safety measures they have in place to protect your family during COVID-19. Go to health.mn.us/immunize for more. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
Yeah. We're talking to Kathy. She's the project lead for the COVID Care Project with North Point Health and Wellness Center.
We are a call-in line so that you have a live person to talk to help you figure out what to do if you're feeling stressed out or worried, or how do you talk to your kids, and also to help hook you up to resources that might be available.
You can go to northpointhealth.org for more information, or you can call 612-767-9171.
This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Good morning again, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. And joining us now is Bev Buckle, who is the AARP Minnesota volunteer and author of the bios of all 50 over 50 honorees. Man, what a big job. Good morning, Bev, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's been a big job and a huge privilege to be able to write the bios of this year's 50 over 50 honorees. Plus, I've written the bios of the 200 that have come in the previous years. And every year, I'm amazed by all the amazing things that they're doing to enrich the lives of members of our state.
My goodness, 50 individuals being honored as accomplished community members. What have you found that's really outstanding, or is there a common thread in all of the honorees that you've noticed, not only this year, but over the last 5 years or so you've been doing this?
Yeah, I'd say one thing that really stands out is that possibilities shouldn't be limited by age. I think that our honorees, some of whom have been in their 90s, are really showing us that at any age, people can fulfill their dreams, make a difference in the lives of others, contribute to their communities, and it's really great to be able to see that. And this year, we've got a wide range of people, as we do every year, from a GLBTQ activist to a Native healer, from a neighborhood crime stopper to a spiritual leader, from a potter who's made coffee mugs in her spare time and is selling those in order to raise money to help her community. It's really amazing all the different ways that people are contributing and stepping to the plate.
If people aren't familiar, AARP honors people 50 and over every year with their 50 over 50 list. And I'm just curious, why is it important to recognize these kinds of leaders in arts, business, in our community?
Yeah, I think one thing we're trying to really show that aging is a gift, not something to be dreaded, but to be welcomed, and that each stage of life comes with new opportunities. I think we also really want to recognize the contributions that people 50 over 50 are making to our state. There are five categories: arts, business, community, nonprofit, and my personal favorite, disruptor, which are those people who are just really shaking things up and getting us to look at the world through new eyes.
It's interesting. I would imagine that this is a really good time to highlight these individuals who are doing so much in the face of a pandemic.
Yes, that's exactly right, that a number of people are doing things to make sure that people in their community are have access to food, access to face masks, and just really stepping to the plate in new ways.
How and when will these people be honored, Beth?
Yep, we've got a 50 over 50 virtual party coming up. It's live via AARP Minnesota Facebook and YouTube, and that takes place on Thursday, December 10th at 7 p.m. It'll feature a short film that celebrates this year's honorees. And in addition, on December 3rd, we'll be announcing this year's honorees. And to learn more, people can visit 50over50mn.org.
All right, everyone, we're talking with Bev Buckle. She is AARP, a wonderful AARP Minnesota volunteer and author of all the bios for the 50 over 50 honorees. If there's one thing that we should remember when we think about volunteering and our contributions to the communities in which we live, what should we take away, Bev?
I think a key message is no matter who you are, there's a way that you can make a difference. Find something that a cause you care about, something that you're passionate about in your own community, and just do something today.
That documentary film premiere is December 10th, as you've heard, at 7 p.m. You can see it on AARP's Minnesota's YouTube or on Facebook. This is New Beginnings, and I'm Freddie Bell. Thanks for being with us.
Minnesota is home to a robust network of more than 300 food shelves that may be able to offer additional food support to families and individuals who are suffering from hunger. Hunger Solutions can locate a food shelf near you. Call the Minnesota Food Helpline at 1-888-711-1151, 888-711-1151, or use the interactive map at hungersolutions.org. This message powered by the Minnesota Department of Health.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings on this first weekend in December. Where has the year gone? And with us all year long, as she's been for several years, is Kitty Harris. She is a property manager for the Cora McCormey Health and Wellness Center. The center is located squarely in the middle of North Minneapolis, 1015 4th Avenue North. Her telephone number is 612-344-2221. The governor, as everybody knows, recently announced another shutdown for 4 weeks, and it ends just one week before Christmas. And I understand that the Cora McCormey Health and Wellness Center remains open. Kitty, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Freddie, and happy Saturday.
Same to you.
Yes. One of the things that I get a call on a daily basis is people asking me, is the center closed? And I always want to remind people that the Cora McCormey Health and Wellness Center has remained open during this entire pandemic, serving our community. And what open means to us is that North Point Health and Wellness is still seeing patients. Oldham Health and Wellness is still providing that critical physical therapy aspect. Open Circle is still providing a necessary adult daycare for our seniors. And we do have our staff at Grace Hospice and Home Health still going into the community and serving our most vulnerable population.
This is a really difficult time for a lot of people with the uncertainty. And I'm wondering, what are you hearing at the Cora McCormey Health and Wellness Center as we hear about vaccines, we hear about antibodies, even close personal friends are saying that they are able to contribute because of their blood and their body makeup. What are you hearing at the Cora McCormey Health and Wellness Center that gives you hope for a better society?
One of the things that we hear, the conversation that we continue to have is that how can we make sure that we are still getting our seniors access to all of the things that they need, whether that be food, whether it's social interaction, whether it's healthcare, whether it's physical therapy. And so the conversation has been hopeful because once we got a handle of what we needed to do to safely protect our seniors from COVID-19, we were able to put the necessary structures in place so that we could still provide services. One of our biggest things that we were able to do with Open Circle Adult Day is safely start to bring our seniors back into the building for those much needed day services with COVID-19 protocols in place, with sanitation protocols in place, with our staff being in the proper PPE. And so when we see our seniors pull up on their Metro Mobility buses on a daily basis, it is just such a warm feeling to know that they are able to get access to that service. We do wish that we could be operating at our initial capacity, but of course we are serving less seniors than we were at the beginning of the year when we were serving anywhere from 30 to 40 on a daily basis. We're no longer able to do that, but we are still able to bring all of those seniors in a rotation on a limited capacity and give them access to those resources.
It's interesting that people are still coming shows you the real need and the service that you provide for our senior community at the Cora McCormey Health and Wellness Center.
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that people don't realize is that isolation causes such a severe depression in our most vulnerable population. And when you don't have that movement on a daily basis, when you don't, just something as simple that we take for granted as getting up, getting dressed, and leaving your home and seeing another person and having that human contact can be such a downfall for our seniors. And it causes them to go into a slope where it's hard for them to recover when they lose that connection because it's part of their functionality. And so we're able to still be able to provide these resources. We're also still having Alive and Kicking and still doing their rehearsals on Mondays. And we have figured out how to have about 5 people in the room safely and then the rest do the meeting via Zoom. And so, again, just having that important interaction with other members of your community and knowing that you're not forgotten has done so much for their spirits. And when you look at their faces, everybody is just excited to be able to be engaged with something and know that they're safe and that their well-being is our first priority.
Well, a lot of that is a testament of your wonderful management of as being the property manager at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. We're out of time, but if people would like to get more information about the services you provide and your collaborative partners, how can they reach out to you, Kitty?
They can give us a call at our main number, which is 612-34221. They visit us on our Facebook page at Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center and leave us a message. We will respond there. Or they can give me a call directly at 612-344-2209.
All right. That's Kitty Harris from the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Thank you so much for joining us this weekend. And right now, we turn our attention to West Metro Hypnosis, where we find its founder, westmetrohypnosis.com's Kelly Von Heidekamp. You can find her online at westmetrohypnosis.com if you don't have that by now, 952-222-3975. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good morning, Freddie. It's good to be here.
It's time to reset, and I'm ready to go into that mode. Are you?
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. Of course. Yes. Let's do it together. Let's just take a deep breath in. Let your shoulders relax. Let your bodies become soft, letting go of tension. Now is the perfect time to take just a few moments to reset, to renew, to re-energize. Just by connecting to your breath and allowing it to move freely through you, notice how it automatically invites the body into deeper relaxation, how it naturally releases tension, how perhaps you felt your body just let go a little bit on that first exhale we did together. And through these next few moments coming, your body can relax even more and still pay attention to whatever it is that needs paying attention to. During this time, you may have an observance, an awareness of becoming present, maybe for the first time in a long time. Coming back to this moment of right now, no longer needing to think about what happened yesterday or the day before that, and knowing that tomorrow is not yet here, but bringing your full attention and your focus to what is in front of you right now and making a choice for it to be enough right now, for you to be enough right now, for all that is right now, for it to be okay. There may be challenging circumstances in your life. There may be things that you do not like, that you wish to be different, and that's okay. You can still take a moment to breathe and simply be. And remember that you are fully resourced at all times. All of the strength, all of the confidence, all of the patience, all of the peace you will ever need in your lifetime is already within you right now, waiting to be connected with and waiting to be connected to. And you do that so easily right here, right now, just by using your breath. So thank you for being here. Continue to breathe and go and be the best possible you that you can be right now.
WestMetroHypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. And this is New Beginnings.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
We can have the peace of heart and mind that we are supported by this divine universe, that there are answers to what we are seeking. This season of Advent that we began last Sunday gives us an opportunity to look at the rhythm in our soul. That if we will prepare our soul with qualities of hope, seeking, of peace, and assurance. Next week, of love, a willingness to give, to extend ourselves to the world. And finally, in the fourth Sunday, joy. That mysterious quality in which we go beyond ourselves and see the glory of God's creation. Always present, but yet in our busyness, and isn't it sort of a mystery that at this time of the Christmas season, we can get so busy that perhaps we ignore the beauty even more than we do the rest of the year in our rush. So the secret of Advent speaks to us in warning and promise. The warning: be careful of your busyness. Be careful of your grand expectations about what Christmas should be compared to what it was in the past, or even what you may hope it will be in the future. Those expectations can wear us down. The promise of Advent is, if we will cultivate these qualities in our heart and soul, the promise is true. Christmas will come to us in a way most meaningful, rich, or as our meditation hymn called it, a satisfaction complete and true. We will be filled with joy. Now, this time of year is sometimes a difficult time for individuals. Some of us that no longer have our family physically present with us, perhaps we're at a great distance from them. It can be difficult. And I ask us to be sensitive to others, to their experience of Christmas, to not try to overwhelm them with our joy or our excitement. If they're in a place that needs our gentleness and our listening ear, this week of peace reminded me of this wonderful quote from that great spiritual teacher of our age, at least some of us that are a little bit older, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He wrote, "Peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal." Listen, peace is not merely a distant goal that we seek, but a means by which we arrive at that goal. Some of us can struggle over the news, all the events in the world, and think, peace seems so distant. Peace seems like an unattainable goal in our world. Yet the world has been challenged by violence, hatred, prejudice, many of these things. But in our unity teaching, our essential teaching, is like the statement of being that we shared at the beginning of this service, that we choose not to ignore challenges or difficulties, but to stake our claim in the true divine presence, always available, so that whatever we meet in outer circumstance, be it those Christmas expectations or perhaps more difficult lessons of life, we can cling with assurance and experience an inner peace, knowing that there is always a possibility of overcoming what is on our path. One of the most quoted sayings attributed to Jesus, speaking as the Christ, that exalted consciousness within him. "In this world, there are tribulations, but be of good cheer, of good hope, for I have overcome the world." Speaking to us of an inner power that if we will allow it to work through us, we will overcome the rough places. As Isaiah called it in his prophecy, the rough places will be made plain and the crooked straight. As we prepare a highway, as we prepare a path for the Holy One to work through us. I want to tell you a story of a 19th century family. It's sort of a modern story of Job, if you will. This family knew really shattering experiences in their life. They lived in Chicago. And first, their firstborn son suddenly passed away. Secondly, the Great Fire of Chicago burned up all their investment property. Then 2 years later, a recession came, and they were even more financially challenged. And if that weren't enough, the church that Horatio and Anna Spafford attended, I won't name the denomination, told them that they had to accept it, that this was a divine punishment. So they even left their faith tradition. And they were seeking to start anew by going to Europe. And Horatio, because he was settling some matters, he sent his family ahead on an ocean ship to Europe. It sank. Their four daughters perished. Only the mother Anna survived. She contacted him from England and said, "I was saved, but alone." As they regrouped, they decided they would really go afar. And they moved to Jerusalem. There they did have three more children, but once again, their son passed away of scarlet fever. They decided to do something positive in Jerusalem, and without an intention to convert people to Christianity, they set up what was known as the American Colony, and they offered help in food and shelter to all. So good was their work, and so without a mood of trying to convert, it was a group that was accepted and admired in Jerusalem by the Muslim, Jewish, and Christian communities.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.